Why are we so blessed?
Well, we'll get to that later, Todd. First off, some predictions from the sports fans on today's game. Pat?
Bulls, 149-23.
Carl?
Bulls, 149-52.
Okay, some difference of opinion there between you guys. Todd?
Bulls, 402-0.
The Bulls. The Bulls.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Who can set the court on fire?
Well, we don't have a lot of time here, but then again, neither does Connor. He's a busy 10-year-old, and Connor Gibbs is an NBA nut. He loves the NBA. And the Bulls season opens with who tonight?
Philly.
The Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers on the road.
Connor Gibbs joins us. Connor, you're 10 years old?
Yes.
All right, Connor, we were going to go and, Steve Kerr call in and talk about the old days and preview this, but we prefer you. What do you think of this Bulls team?
I think they could be a contender this year. Not win the championship, but they could make the playoffs.
And why do you feel that way?
They're a good young team, and they have a lot of potential.
Connor, Jabari Parker came over from the Milwaukee Bucks. A little bit of question about where he's going to play, if he's going to start, if he's going to come off the bench. What do you think of Jabari Parker?
I think it's really cool that he's back in his hometown, and I think he could be decent.
Dave Ennett, you are the sports director. Mm-hmm. What inside question do you have for your sports colleague, Connor?
Well, I'd like to ask Connor what he thinks of the Bulls defensively this year. I mean, not that they don't have questions offensively, but how do you think they'll be defensively, Connor?
I think they'll be better than people think they're going to be. They don't really have, like, a classic big man. I mean, Bobby Markkanen is, like, a really good shot blocker,
mm-hmm, sure.
So they have him.
Connor, where do you get your knowledge on hoops?
I just watch a lot of TV, and me and my dad watch it a lot together.
Well, it's very cool. I love your knowledge. Who's going to be the Bulls' top scorer this year?
I think Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine. Okay, he's got to stay healthy, of course. And what do you feel about LeBron going to the Lakers? Is that enough to turn him around?
I think he could be pretty good there.
Okay.
I think they just need like one more player.
One more piece. They need one more piece.
All right. Connor is going as Zach LaVine for Halloween this year.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
How tall are you, Connor?
I'm like 4'8".
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, but you're going to pop up any time now.
Yeah.
Connor, who do you have? Who are the best? Who are the top three players in the NBA? Who should I be watching this year?
Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, and LeBron.
There you go. That's a solid three.
James Harden doesn't make the cut. No Anthony Davis.
James Harden's pretty good.
Would you feel? I mean, I would feel better about James Harden if he shaved that beard. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how he runs in that thing. Well, Connor, can we check in with you on the Bulls throughout the season? Would you be willing to join us again?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be great. I mean, check with your dad. But if your dad says it's okay, then we'd like you to be, one of our Bulls people, if not our Bull person.
Okay.
All right, Connor, you going to school now?
About like 20 minutes.
All right. And how is your Lakeview Lakers basketball team going to be?
Pretty good.
You forward? What position do you play?
Point.
Point. Oh, sorry. Ooh. You're right. Of course you play the point.
Dish.
Of course,
dish.
It's absolutely it.
He's the waiter.
Connor, thank you, buddy. I appreciate the insight.
Connor has a... Go ahead, Connor.
Bye.
Hey, Connor.
Advocate Center, Connor Gibbs, WGN Sports.
There you go. Fine job by Connor.
Just the way I trained him.
Yep. Yeah, well, you're cracking a whip.